Oh, she stored vegetables back there, and she'd make bread, and she'd go back there, and it'd be on her little cabinet. Her yeast would be rising and all that. Oh, that's an ideal thing to have. I'd love a room like that.
How big was it?
About as big as, oh, golly. I'd say as big as a bathroom usually is, which would probably be about 7, 8 foot long, about 5 foot wide, something like that. It's not a lot big. It's just big enough to get in there and get out again, I guess.
Do you ever see kitchens built different from how they're built now? Like built separate from the rest of the house?
No. I don't like the way they're building kitchens a whole lot now, because what they're doing now is I like the kitchen to be separate myself, because I always have dirty dishes stacked around, and I like, you know, a room you can close off or something. Mother's is like that. You can shut a door, she never does, but you could shut a door and close off the kitchen. Like my house, when you walk in, unless you happen to walk into the living room here, and I don't have dirty dishes on the table, well, then you've got it made. But most people come in my back door, and the first thing I see is my kitchen cabinet. I prefer to have my kitchen built off, but you don't see that anymore.
Have you ever seen it built actually physically separate from the house?
No.
The main part of the
no.
House? And if a house is in a big mess, you say you had to do what?
Clean it.
And the thing you sweep with?
Is a broom.
And say if the broom was in the corner and the door was open so that the door was sort of hiding the broom, you'd say the broom was
behind the door.
And years ago on Monday, women would get all the dirty clothes together and they'd do the
wash. I still do the wash. I don't do a laundry. It's a wash, and that's what I'm doing today.
And after that, you'd take the clothes and then do the...
After you get them out of the washer?
And they're dried, and you take them and do the
ironing. And I still do that.
How does that sound to you?
Laundry? It just doesn't sound like me. To do the laundry, okay, it's just not my type of word. I'm not a very culture type person. Well, everything I know is what I grew up with, and I think I'm just a whole lot like Mother. Everything she says and does, I do. Which doesn't mind, it doesn't bother me, because I like everything she says and does.
Is your husband pretty much that way too? But have you converted him to the country?
I think I've converted him. I like to think that anyway, and I think so.
Is that the dog?
Yes. See, the air conditioning leaks out the door right there, and he likes to lay there. Is your snoring bothering me?
I don't think it's thinking that much. How did people used to do the wash?
Oh, when I was a little girl, we had the wringer washing machines. We did them like that. I guess we had hot water. I don't guess we packed water. I don't remember doing that. But I remember the wash tubs. We had two tubs, and we'd wash them.
What about a big black thing people used to have to heat water to boil the clothes in?
Okay, we have one of those big black kettles now. We use that when we butcher. That's the only time we use it. I don't remember Mother ever using it to wash. I remember using a scrub board, and I still use a scrub board on real dirty clothes. But that's another thing Mother used to do, is make her own soap. She still does that sometimes.
Fly
soap. You make it, I guess you use what we call cracklings, which is when you butcher a hog and you cut the fat, or the lard, like we call it, and cut it to little pieces and grind it. We grind it up and then we put it in this kettle. You know, we used to have gas. We're going to be using wood now. And fry it out. Well, when it's completely fried out and you have these little dried pieces floating around, and you drain it. And then she makes lard out of that. How she does it, her larder, her lye soap. How she does it exactly, I'm not sure, because I remember seeing her doing it as a little kid, but when she does it now, I'm never over there.